This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil, and Jay, good morning. I'll be at the National Black Book Festival in Houston this Saturday. Plus, the Black Journalists of Houston, they have their annual gala, and Anthony Anderson is going to be the speaker, and I'm going to be actually interviewing him, so looking forward to that on Saturday. Gentrification has huge implications, and Tom, in Oakland, woo, the black folks and the white folks not getting along. So as a result of this, you have a lot of black rituals that are being cut, that are being attacked because whites moving in and saying, look, y'all black folks making too much noise. In fact, Oakland City Council, they sent a $3,500 fine to a choir at a black church because neighbors complained their choir rehearsals are too doggone loud. Joining us right now is journalist, radio talk show host, Mr. David D. David D., how you doing, bro?
I'm good. How you doing, Roland?
The brothers and the sisters are not getting along well with the white folks in Oakland because all of a sudden, because of housing there, you have folks moving into different neighborhoods. And you have, like in this case of the drummers, talk about that ritual where that may go away as a result.
Well, let's kind of clarify. There are new people moving in from other parts of the country that don't kind of understand the multiculturalism that's been here for a long time. And so there are folks, new techies that have been recruited that are coming here, and they bring with them an attitude of intolerance. And so that's been playing out in some very insidious ways. One of the things that we're talking about is, there's a thing of drumming. And it's not just black folks who do it, because the majority of people here are actually Latinos. They do a lot of drumming. A lot of Asians do drumming. And this has been going on for decades. And now you have some new folks that have moved here. And there was an incident a few weeks ago where, during the Red Moon, a once-in-a-lifetime thing where everybody's out there doing some sort of ritual, this one white dude moved in and called up. Came down to the park where people were drumming, demanded to see a permit. People looked at him like, you don't need no permit. And he turned around and grabbed one of them. And, people pushed him back in, let him know you're not going to put hands on anybody. He went, called the police. 13 police showed up, 8 cop cars. They detained the black drummers for 4.5 hours and let him go, and 2 of them are charged with assault when they didn't even touch him. He walked back and literally, like, that guy and that guy, they hit me, and the police believed him. And
David, we saw the same thing happen in Harlem, where you had drummers on Sundays, and then same thing, complaints about that. I just saw this story about the church choir, and so it's like, wait a minute, you're now trying to find a church choir for practicing?
Yeah, there were 3 churches that actually were the recipients of complaints. 2 of them got letters from the city administrator talking about you'll be charged $3,500 and $500 a day if you don't calm down. And, that, of course, has led to an outrage because this happened around the same time as the drummers. So the city, after a lot of pressure, first of all, had backed off on the drumming thing. There were actually signs around the park that said you had to have a permit to show up with an instrument, which were false. And so they kind of been backpedaling on that. The thing with the church, they sent out a letter yesterday trying to backpedal on that. And they were saying, well, we didn't really send out a fine. We just sent a warning letter. It was poorly worded. And then they tried to put it on some black dude and said it was this black guy who lived next to the church for 11 years who were complaining. But everybody in the neighborhood knows that there's been a lot of new folks that have been moving in.
First of all, David, I love how you keep saying new folks. You don't want to say white folk, but you're saying new.
No.
I got you. I'm
being very specific because we've been here together. This has been a very diverse city for a very long time. And there's been a history Oakland has its history, but we're very clear because you're walking around and you're like, who are these folks that, all of a sudden, almost overnight, are complaining about stuff. Cause so we didn't just move here.
How's the city?
Go ahead, Sybil. Have
there been any statement of hours in which, previous to this, in which they said you could do your drumming and your singing and all of this before?
Do your drumming and your singing out in public.
Have there been any statement of hours?
After this.
Do your little drumming.
Get your little drumming out of the way, right?
Yeah, you could, you know.
How many drums are you talking about, sir?
Yeah, there's a noise ordinance, but nobody's really been in violation. How many? You can have as many drums as you want.
That's a lot of drumming, sir.
There's about 100 drums if you want.
Nobody wants to hear 100 drums when you pay $500,000 for a house.
You're the new person that moved in.
I'm the old person.
You're brand new.
That's the new guy that we're talking about.
Are we talking like, you know, by the time the street lights come on or 9 or 10 o'clock at night?
No, it's 9. It's 9.
Paying $500,000 for a house.
For a house, and you got 100 drums out there. Hell no, I don't want to hear that. And your taxes
have gone up.
So Dave,
I assume it's a lot of pushback going on from folks who've lived there for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, there's been a number of big rallies, and I think in about 2 weeks. And they're going to have church in the street. So you
all right.
Oh, yeah.
Ratchet it up.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Joyner might show up for that church service.
Well, we know where Jay will be on that side of the line.
I don't want to hear no 100 drums. Right.
No one loves drums more than me and Jay Anthony Brown.
I love, but 100 drums.
You pay $500,000 for a house.
You know, too old.
Well, go move somewhere else.
Sybil, you don't want to hear 100 drums either.
What's your brother's address so I can come see him with my drums?
Go to Jay Anthony's Brown house with your drums.
Yeah, don't bring
David D. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.